Do you want to learn how to develop powerful self-discipline so you can thrive in the face of adversity, cravings, temptations, and discomfort? Well, stick around. We'll be right back. Hey, peeps. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. So now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? Hopefully everybody's staying sane in this crazy ass world right now with all the crazy stuff that's going on, the stuff that you see, the stuff that you don't, the stuff that's happening behind the scenes that maybe the mainstream media will show us one day. But enough of my rambling. This is going to be part one of some of the key takeaways from the book, How to Build Self-Discipline by Martin Meadows. So discipline is one of those topics which I found that those who have kind of emphasized and practiced good discipline are usually the ones who become, I guess, the most successful in life. Now, I know that, you know, watching videos on YouTube is fun and you can learn a lot that way, but it's also important to remember that without putting what you learn into practice, you're typically not going to make any significant changes in your life. So having the self-discipline to do tasks consistently over time is what gets results. So this book actually talks about hacking self-discipline by using the Pareto principle, otherwise known as 80-20 rule. You probably remember this is one of the videos that we did in the past. This is where 20% of the work that you do basically gives you 80% of the results. By spending the time focusing on building good habits, you won't need as much discipline. When you have these habits in place, it will look like you have a massive amount of self-discipline to the outside world, but they are just habits that automate good behavior. It's also important to remember that to focus on building one habit at a time. If you try to develop 10 different habits all at once, you're most likely going to give up because you're just simply doing too much at one time. Mr. Meadows suggests that building one good habit every 60 days is what you should be doing. That becomes six powerful habits every single year. Think of the changes to your life, long term that is, that adding six positive habits could actually bring. So what are a few examples of powerful habits? Maybe daily exercise, daily meditation or prayer, writing down your goals and reviewing them, practicing gratitude, productivity habits, all kinds of stuff like that. These can positively affect different areas of your life. So to summarize, all right, it's essential that you spend time building positive habits to help make self-discipline an automatic thing, not just something you have to fight against every single day. Next, you want to make sure that you don't try to start a whole bunch of different habits all at once. Just focus on adding one habit every 60 days, and then another after those 60 days. So every 60 days, new habit. That's what you should be doing, all right? So what is an area of discipline that you'd like to improve? What's just one habit, say, that you focus on over the next 60 days? And then what's the next habit you want the following 60 days? I would love to hear what they are. And also, don't forget to tell us what other videos you want us to do in the comments below. God bless you. Love you. Stay sane in this crazy-ass world. Catch you on the next one. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch y'all on the next one.